You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's stage direction with Johanna Cosgrove.
Very excited to have that sting, aren't we?
I can't believe you kept the sting.
I found it deep, dark in the archives.
I haven't done stage direction since, I'm going to say 2019, so that is stunning.
I know, it was a bit of a win. We're very pleased. Well, it's so lovely to have stage direction on various artists. She's moved on to us, which is so cool. We've got in the studio today Johanna Cosgrove. Kia ora, how are you?
Kia ora, thank you so much for having me back.
Thank you for coming on. And kia ora, Rebecca. It's lovely to have you in the studio today. How are you?
Kia ora, I'm really good. I'm delighted to be here.
Wonderful.
You look so sunshiny as well.
Oh, thank
this is
you.
True.
The colours are... It's not a visual format radio, but just trust and believe. Trust and believe, Rebecca looks great.
Imagine I'm wearing whatever you think.
Yeah.
Brightening up the studio. So today we're going to talk about Haha Hihi, which is a first of its kind pride comedy show with an all non-binary cast, featuring a diverse ensemble cast of comedians spanning traditional stand-up, alt comedy, music and drag. Haha Hihi is about celebrating International Non-Binary People's Day and showcasing both the diversity of queer people and the diversity of comedy. So excited. Very cool. I'm going to pass it on to you, Johanna.
Thank you. What an amazing... we were just talking before we came on air about how there need to be more lineups and more inclusivity in the Auckland and I guess the New Zealand scene anyway.
Mm.
So this is going to be stunning. Tell me more.
Oh, well, it's very exciting. I last year I kind of realized that, oh, there's like a specific non-binary people day. And yeah. I was like, what can I do to celebrate this? And I was like, well, I do comedy, so yeah. I guess we're going to do a comedy show. Yeah, and I met a few... I was on a gender-diverse show in Christchurch at the start of the year, and it was just the most wonderful, lovely time.
Yeah.
It's a show called Gender... I hardly know her, which me and one of the other performers from Haha Hihi are doing again in August, but I was like, I want my own one in Auckland.
Yes.
So. Yay.
And so at the moment it's just... there's just going to be one, but
yes.
Potential for a regular thing?
Potential for a regular thing, yeah.
Yeah.
We really wanted to make a show that people who, yeah, wouldn't necessarily be going to comedy all the time would want to go to, and make it really for the queer community. So, yeah, if people have a good time on Saturday, then maybe we'll do it again.
Please.
Please.
Let's talk. Can we talk about that a little bit more? Because you're a comedian. You've
yes.
been gigging for 2 years.
Yes.
What's your current experience of the comedy scene? Like, I think we were just talking before about how it feels like it's getting better, but then occasionally you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, 100%. I feel like, from my perspective as a performer, almost everyone is super chill
yeah.
and, like, doing well. I think people who even don't necessarily have a lot of knowledge about maybe queer people and what's going on are still, like, respectful and, like, normal human beings. But there are still some weird people out there. I was at a gig a few weeks ago and the MC of the gig actually went on a crazy, like... queerphobic rant. They hated trans people. They hated they were a crazy person.
Oh my god.
But it's still out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you think that we're in this like beautiful left wing bubble, but and it's I love that about comedy, that it appeals to everyone, but it really does be appealing
it
to
does
everyone.
Be appealing to everyone, yeah. And I think you get kind of desensitized as a performer because you get used to like hearing other people's jokes. But as
yeah.
for like inviting my friends to a show is really hard.
Yes.
Because queer people do not want to be going to the Classic.
Yes.
Because they don't know what's going to happen. It could be a perfectly lovely show, but they don't know that it's going to be a perfectly lovely show. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. I think there's a specific energy like with an all queer or all-female lineup, the people, and you're right, the audience are so ready to have an amazing time and
yes.
they feel instantly held and safe and, like,
yes.
ready to like party and laugh.
Yes.
Which is the point.
Yes, it's hard to laugh when you're like looking over your shoulder and you're like a little bit tense, like, oh, that person was good, but what's the next person gonna do?
Yeah, so, yeah, totally.
Definitely.
Cool. Amazing.
Yay.
Let's talk about the people on the lineup.
Oh yes, absolutely.
And the vibes and the provocation that you gave them and how, you know, tell me everything.
Oh, wonderful. So I think the provocation was like, what comedy would you like to do if you, as a non-binary person, if you know that that's the audience that we're attracting?
Yeah.
Because sometimes you're like, you're kind of doing jokes that you think everyone would enjoy.
Yes.
And maybe, I think a lot of the times people make their marginalized identity the butt of the joke, because that's a joke lots of people could laugh at. But it's like, what if we're all here and we're all queer? That's not the punchline.
Yeah.
It's like, what's an in joke? I don't know. What's something that we're all going to laugh at together?
Yeah.
Instead of laughing about ourselves. So that was kind of, that's kind of the vibe.
Yeah, imagine doing comedy without having to also educate.
Yes.
You're like, that's just a complete given.
Yes. That's a really nice way of putting it.
Yeah.
Let's be a little bit more intelligent because we all know what's going on.
Yes.
So we've got a really cool lineup. We've got Gina Gonzalez, who is an amazing improviser and comedian, and they also perform in drag. And right. I think that Gina might be performing as one of their drag personas tomorrow. Very exciting. And we have James Hillary Penwarden and Mixwell, who are both like probably some of the best known non-binary comedians in New Zealand, I think, who both are, I'm so excited that they're in the show. They've both done kind of a specifically about being non-binary like hour in the comedy festival before.
Yes.
And they both do musical comedy, so it's going to be such a good time. And then we've also got myself and Bridie Thompson and Deck McHale, who we're all kind of newer comedians, but we all know each other from improv and stand-up. So I'm excited to bring a whole range of people into the show.
Yes.
Yeah. Have a little community.
And also there's going to be like other stuff in the space, right? Because it's in Onehunga.
It's in Onehunga at the Factory Theatre, which if you've never been before, is such a cool space. It used to be a school. And
oh.
Yeah. And now it's a theatre on the top and it's like rehearsal spaces on the bottom. So they
That's
have this
really cool.
great big foyer with all this like thrifted furniture and this like little cafe in there. So we're going to have... gonna have some like arts and crafts.
Beautiful.
And little zines and stuff, because I was like, you know what, that's what queer people like to do. So yeah, it's a really good time. My friend, a friend of mine, Marika, who's an artist, I don't know if you guys have seen, but on the Strand Arcade down on Queen Street, they're having these artist activations at the moment.
Cool.
In these like empty retail spaces. So a few queer friends of mine had these like activations, and they had like arts and crafts and DJs, and I was like, oh, this is like the queer community. This is what we want to do. So it's like we will
zines.
Have zines. We will have zines.
Yeah,
that's
yeah, yeah.
What the
give me my zines.
Love.
Give me my pins.
Yeah, that's what we want. Yeah.
Amazing. And when is it on?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow night?
Yeah, it's Saturday the 13th. It's at 7:30.
Right.
But the bar is going to be open from 7 and then after the show as well.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So go to Onehunga Factory Theatre.
Yes.
Have a drink.
Have a drink.
See some amazing non-binary comedy.
Yeah.
Crack up.
That's a command. Yeah.
That's a command.
Yeah.
That's a command.
You have to laugh, yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. Well, go along. It sounds wonderful.
Sounds awesome. Thank you guys so much for coming in today. That was great. I'm
so
excited
so
about the show.
Thanks for having me.
As they both said, that will be on at the Factory Theatre, Hahahihi, only tomorrow night at the moment, but hopefully more shows in the future.
And come to this one so we
come
can
to this one
yeah. doing it again.
Absolutely. That's tomorrow night from 7:30 till 9 p.m. You can get tickets from iticket.co.nz. Thank you so much, Johanna, and thank you so much, Rebecca.
Yay!
That was Stage Direction with Johanna Cosgrove.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.